Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Learning School Watch. This is Learning School Watch. We'll be with you shortly. You can call in 1-877-497-9937. However, tonight is not live. But write that down for your future records. This is Learning School Watch, and we'll be starting in a few minutes. Welcome to Learning School Watch. This is your host, Diane Linning. We have a special show for you tonight. We are going to have our show with our special guest, John, who is going to be sharing in Swahili. He's from Africa. So, hello there, John. We have you connected here. How are you?
Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you. How are you?
Praise the Lord. I'm going to open in prayer, and then you can pray in Swahili, and then we'll let you begin tonight in the book of John. And please explain to people where you're going to be reading in the book of John and how they can contact with you on this same time. Let's say every Friday night for now. Maybe we'll just do it every Friday night. We'll see. Okay, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share with our friend and brother, John, in Africa. And we're just so thankful that we're going to be able to get the book of John in Swahili. We pray that you will anoint him tonight and me, and that we will say the words that you'd have us to say, and that it will meet the needs of the hearts of those who hear. In Jesus' name, amen. So, John, I'm so glad to talk to you. Did you call me or did I call you?
I called you.
You called me? Okay, because I tried you several times, but it didn't work. So, since we're probably paying a high rate tonight, we're trying this for the first time. We're going to let John pray, and then he will begin reading in the first chapter of the book of John. Okay, go ahead, John. Start by praying. Oh,
let us pray.
Okay.
Bwana tunakushukuru kwa asubuhi ya leo. Najua ni wewe umetuonekania katika siku ya leo. Nakuomba ukuwe na sisi, tuonekanie, utusaidie kila jambo ambalo tunalifanya. Siku ya leo tunaomba Mungu kaweze kuwa kiongozi wetu wa maisha, kaweze kutusaidia kila jambo ambalo tunalifanya. Najua ni Mungu utabariki nchi ya Amerika, utaisaidia na hata sisi Afrika utatusaidia. Najua ni Mungu hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Nadiani Mungu ukaweze kumuonekania na njia zake ukaweze kuzifungua. Na jina la Yesu ni mwamba nikiamini. Amen.
Amen. Now, I will play music quietly behind you, so don't let that startle you. So you may begin in the book of John, first chapter.
Up to you. I'm reading.
Go ahead.
Hapo mwanzo kulikuwako neno. Naye neno kulikuwako kwa Mungu. Naye neno kulikuwa Mungu. Huyo mwanzo alikuwako kwa Mungu. Vyote vilifanyika kwa huyo. Wala pasipo yeye hakikufanyika chochote kilichofanyika. Ndani yake ndimo ulimokuwako uzima. Nao ule uzima ulikuwa nuru ya watu. Nao nuru ya ng'aa gizani. Wala giza halikuwezekana. Palitokea mtu ametumwa kutoka kwa Mungu. Jina lake Yohana. Huyo alikuwa kwa ushuhuda ili alishuhudie ile nuru. Wote wapate kuamini kwa yeye. Huyo hakukuwa ile nuru bali ilikuwa ile aliyeshuhudia ile nuru. Ilikuwako nuru halisi. Ilikuwa nuru kila mtu. Akaja katika ulimwengu. Alikuwako ulimwenguni. Hata kwa yeye ulimwenguni ulipata wako. Wala ulimwengu haukuwa mtambua. Alikuja kwake, wala ulio wake hawakumpokea, bali wote walimpokea. Aliwapa uwezo wa kufanya watoto wa Mungu, ndio wale waliamini jina lake. Waliozaliwa si kwa damu, wala si kwa mapenzi ya mwili, wala si kwa mapenzi ya mtu, bali kwa Mungu. Naye neno ilifanyika mwili, akakaa kwetu, nasi tukaona utukufu wake, utukufu kwa kama wa mwana pekee atokee kwa baada amekuja nena ya kweli. Yohana alishuhudia akapaza sauti yake akasema, huyu ndiye niliyesema habari zake za kwamba ajaye nyuma yangu amekuwa mbele yangu, kwa maana alikuwa kabla yangu. Kwa kuwa katika utimilifu wake sisi sote tulipokea na neema ya neema, kwa kuwa torati iliyotolewa kwa mkono wa Musa, neema na kweli zilikuja kwa mkono wa Yesu Kristo. Hakuna mtu yeyote aliyemwona Mungu wakati huo wote. Mungu mwana pekee aliye katika kifua cha Baba, huyu ndiye aliyemfunua. 19:19. Na huyu ndiye ushuhuda wake. Yohana Wayahudi walipotuma kwa mhani wa Walawi kutoka Yerusalemu ili wamuulize, wewe u nani? Naye alikiri wala hakukana. Alikiri kwamba mimi siye Kristo. Wala wakamuuliza, nini basi u Elia? Wewe akasema, mimi siye. Wewe u nabii yule? Akajibu, la. Basi akamwambia, u nani? Tuwape majibu wale waliotupeleka wana leji juu ya ya nafasi yao. Akasema, mimi ni sauti ya mtu aliye dukani. Yonyeshani njia ya Bwana, kama vile alivyonena nabii Isaya. Nao wale waliotumwa walikuwa wametoka kwa Mafarisayo, wakamuuliza, wakamwambia, mbona basi wabatiza ikiwa wewe si Kristo wala Elia wala nabii yule? Yohana akawajibu akasema, mimi nabatiza kwa maji, katikati yenu amesimama yeye msiyemjua mimi, ye yule ajaye nyuma yangu, ambaye mimi sitastahili kuielegeza damu ya kiatu chake. Hiyo ilifanyika huko Bethelia, ngome ya ng'ambo ya Yordani, alikokuwako Yohana akibatiza. Siku ya pili yake
amwona Yesu anakuja kwake, akasema, tazama mwanakondoo wa Mungu aichukua ya dhambi ya ulimwengu. Huyu ndiye niliyenena habari zake ya kwamba waje mtu nyuma yangu ambaye amekuwa mbele yangu, kwa maana alikuwa kabla yangu, wala mimi sikumjua, lakini kusudi adhihirishwe kwa Israeli, ndiyo maana mimi nalikuja kibatiza kwa maji. Ila Yohana akashuhudia akasema, nimemwona Roho akishuka kama huti mbinguni, naye akakaa juu yake, wala mimi sikumjua, lakini yeye amenielekea kubatiza kwa maji huyo. Ameniambia, yeye ambaye atamwona Roho atakukaa juu yake, hiye ndiye abatizaye kwa Roho Mtakatifu. Nami nimeona tena, nimeshuhudia ya kuwa huyu ni mwana wa Mungu. Tena siku ya pili yake Yohana alikuwa amesimama pamoja na wawili katika wanafunzi.
Praise the Lord. Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry about that. But John was able to read much of the scripture in John in Swahili. So I'm going to read the book of John in English. For those of you who are trying to learn English, you may appreciate this. You heard it first in Swahili. In English, in John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. We're talking about John here, who wrote the book of John, and he's telling us about someone who was going to be coming. And we know that this was the Word of God that would become flesh. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world and through the world, for though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have mean, that means that God became flesh among us through Jesus, who came to walk among the people. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. What this means and what we've read so far is that God brings light to the world. Until we know God, we're walking and living in darkness. But when we become part of God's family, we step from the darkness into light. And we will give you opportunity to do that tonight in just a few minutes. If you want to become a member of God's family, you can choose that yourself. You don't need your husband's approval or your mother's approval or your sister's approval. You get to choose that, each person, for yourself, because that's the way God has designed it, that we each can choose for ourselves if we want to be a member of God's family. Now, we're going to find later in the scripture how John knew when Christ appeared that he was indeed Jesus Christ, but that will be in the next lesson. We hope you will join us each week. We will have a show every Friday night. We're going to try to have Swahili and Ghana interchange with whoever we can connect with. So we will keep trying to do that. I'm going to take time now to we'll pray with you for those who want to accept Jesus Christ. So if you want to do that, just bow your head silently with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each one who's hearing this word, that you will reveal yourself to them, that you will make yourself real to each person, and that they will want to be a part of God's family and make that simple choice tonight. Just say, I confess my sins, and I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And I ask Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I will try to walk the daily life of being a Christian and read the scripture and learn about the scripture as much as I can and try to connect with people who can share the scripture, which is our spiritual food, just like we need physical food. And I just pray, Lord, that you will bless each one of these, that they will grow in the stature of Jesus, that you will protect each one of God's family, that you will keep your hand and arms of protection and give them each a guardian angel who will bless them. Oh, I see my friend is back. We're going to let him say the salvation prayer in Swahili. I just read that first 15 verses in English and said the salvation prayer in English. Now, John, you can say the salvation prayer in Swahili, please. You're on.
Hello, Dan.
Hello. Are you ready?
Let me continue to finish.
Okay, sure.
Let me continue to finish. That's
yes.
Seven, verse that seven.
Yes, please.
Okay, let me... Verse that 7, wale wanafunzi wawili wakakuwa wakamsifu wakinena wakamfuata Yesu. Yesu aligeuka akawaona wakimfuata, akawaambia, mnatafuta nini? Wakamwambia, Rabii, maana yake mwalimu, anakaa wapi? Akamwambia, njoni nanyi mtaona. Wakaenda wakaona akaapo, wakakaa kwake Yesu, ili nayo ilikuwa yapata saa 10. Andrea nduguye Simoni Petro alikuwa mmoja wa wale wawili waliomsikia Yohana na kumfuata Yesu. Huyo akamwona kwanza Simoni ndugu yake mwenyewe. Akamwambia, "Tumemwona Masihi, maana yake Kristo." Akampeleka kwa Yesu, na Yesu akamtazama akasema, "Wewe yu Simoni, mwana wa Yohana, nawe utaitwa Kefa." Tafsiri yake Petro au jiwe. Siku ya pili yake alitaka kuondoka kwenda Galilaya. Naye akamwona Filipo, Yesu akamwambia, "Nifuate." Naye Filipo alikuwa mtu wa Bethsaida, mwenyeji wa mji wa Andrea na Petro. Filipo akamwona Nathanieli akamwambia, "Tumemwona yeye aliyeandikwa na Musa katika Torati na manabii, Yesu mwana wa Yusufu mtu anasaratareti. Nathaniel akamwambia, laweza neno njema kutoka Nazareti? Filipo akamwambia, njoo uone. Basi Yesu akamwambia Nathaniel, anakuja kwake akanena habari zake. Tazama Israeli kweli kweli, hamna hila ndani, hila ndani yake. Nathaniel akamwambia, umepataje kunitambua? Yesu akajibu akamwambia, kabla Filipo hajakuita, alipokuwepo chini ya mtini nilikuona. Nathaniel akamjibu, Rabi, wewe ni mwana wa Mungu, ndio mfalme wa Israeli. Yesu akamjibu akamwambia, kwa sababu nilikuambia nikuona chini ya mtini, waamini, utaona mambo makubwa kuliko haya. Verse 51. Akamwambia, amin amin nawaambia, utaliona mbingu zimefunguka na malaika wa Mungu wakikwea na kushuka juu ya mwana wa Adamu. The Bible talks about ni vile walikuwa wanamdoubt, wamdhani Yesu. Ndio maana yeye akamwambia, Rabi, Nathaniel akamjibu, Rabi, wewe ni mwana wa Mungu, ndiye mfalme wa Israeli. Yesu akamjibu, Jesus replied, akamwambia, kwa sababu nilikuambia nilikuona chini ya miti ni chini ya mitini mtini, waamini, he told him, utaona mambo makubwa kuliko haya. Akamwambia, amin amin mwambie, nawaambia, mtaziona mbingu zikifunguka na malaika wa Mungu wakikwea na kushuka juu ya mwana wa Adam. Yes, Diane, I'm through.
Praise the Lord. No. Yes, now would you like to say the salvation prayer in Swahili so people can accept Jesus into their heart while you pray?
Okay, I'll say.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Go ahead.
Bwana Yesu, naja kwako, niokoe mimi mtenda dhambi. Nifute katika kitabu cha mauti, niandike katika kitabu cha uhai. Nisamehe dhambi zangu zote, nifanye kiumbe kipya tena. Nimerudi kwako Yesu, unikubali, nibariki, nifanye mimi mwana wako, mwana wa kondoo wako. Mungu nisaidie. Amen.
Amen. Okay, now, you know, since we have a good connection, would you like to read a few more verses? Yes.
The verses.
Would you like to read? Did you read the whole chapter?
Yeah, chapter 1 up to verse 51.
21?
51. 5-1.
Oh. 5-1? Oh, you read the whole chapter.
She's talking about the when Philip.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah, that you read the whole chapter. Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah,
okay.
Nathaniel and Rabbi. Remember Nathaniel was asking about Rabbi.
Okay, you know what I'd like to do right now, just for a few minutes? Maria has not called in. She probably can't get in. What I would like to do is we pray for the people in Africa. And I'll pray in English, and then you can pray in Swahili. Dear Heavenly Father,
I'll pray for our nation too.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the people of Africa and Kenya and Ghana, the two countries that are helping us with our radio show to begin. And we pray that the word of God will get around to the entire continent, that each country will begin to hear about the word of God and how to become a Christian, and that you will protect them, and that you will soften the hearts of Muslims who may also hear the word, that they will understand that God wants them to be in his family as well, that a religion of hate that kills others is not what God wants, that God wants us to love one another, regardless of our race and where we're from, or how rich or poor we might be.
He wants us all in his family to be a part of God's family. We just pray protection over all of those who receive Jesus as their Savior. Give them their guardian angel who will go with each one of them and protect them and help each Christian to grow in the strength and stature of Jesus Christ. And we pray this in agreement with John in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you pray in Swahili now for the people of Africa?
Waweze kutupa chakula Afrika nzima Bwana. Waweze kutupa kila njia zote Bwana jiwe Mungu kuna mkama wewe. Nchi yetu ya Kenya waweze kutupa amani Bwana. Na waweze kutupa uongozi mzuri. Na waweze kufanya watu wakatue jina lako na waweze kukutambua ewe Bwana. Nchi yetu ya Kenya ana Bwana tuiombea. Jiwe Mungu hakuna Mungu kama wewe. In Jesus name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to say before we close tonight?
In Swahili or in English?
In a little bit in English and then in Swahili.
I'm very happy to be in this show and to participate with you and to pass some word of God from the book of John. I'm very happy to share this event with you and the show, and I'm very grateful to Diane for giving me this chance to spread the word. I know it has taken, we have tried so many times, but today we have succeeded. I hope people will take this one and be happy and read about the what John was doing and be able to accept the word of God in them. Yeah, Diane.
I am so happy to have you with us here today that we finally connected. This is an answer to prayer, and we will keep making it work. We will keep working at this. We had some technical difficulties, but we happened to make it work this way. So just pray that we can continue to have this show for all the listeners who are going to be hearing this. Okay, now you can say whatever you'd like to finish in Swahili.
Ninashukuru sana. Nashukuru sana kwa kutupa hii wakati. Najua na kuongea na nyinyi na kwa kukua katika chuo hii. Najua Maria na Diane Mungu atawainua. Ataweza kuwabariki na njia zao Mungu ataweza kuzifungua. Na hata hapa nchi yetu Afrika na nchi yetu Kenya tutaishi kwa amani. Na Amerika naye najua Mungu ataenda kuifungulia njia na Mungu anaenda kuinua kila jambo ambalo analifanya. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We're going to close with that tonight because we don't know how much this is costing us. Then we'll find out.
No. I had got the card.
You got the card, so it's not real expensive?
I bought the card with the money I had saved for laptop. You remember?
Oh, great. Okay, hallelujah.
When we have the other, so I told you about $72 for 3 months.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, you can
and
write
you can
me that.
Even...
Will you write me that?
What?
How will you write me that in our communication so I will have it? So I will understand it because I'm not exactly sure what you said there. Okay, so we can still communicate. I'll communicate with you. You know. How we do.
Are you going off right now?
Yeah, we're going to be going off right now because we're now caught up in John with the other languages. They all just finished John. So next time we'll be even in the same place where they are. That
will
be good.
My brother?
Is your brother on?
Yeah.
Does he want to say hello?
Yeah.
What? Okay, have him say hello.
Is he a Christian? Does he want to give a testimony?
Hello. How are you?
Fine. Hello. This is Diane.
Hello. I'm
are
Isaac.
Are you his brother?
Yeah.
Would you like to give a testimony about being a Christian?
In fact, I'm a Christian and I love Jesus.
You're not Christian yet?
I'm a Christian.
Oh, good. Would you like to tell?
And I'm born again.
Good. Would you like to tell about it in your native language? Is it Swahili? So that'll be recorded for listeners. Tell why it's important to you.
Yes, let me talk in Kiswahili.
Go ahead.
Nashukuru Mungu kwa kunipatia wakati ya kuongea na nyinyi. Najua ni jambo nzuri kuwa na nyinyi na kusikia sauti yako. Hasa kama uko Amerika na mimi niko nchi Kenya. Najua Mungu ana jambo ambalo anataka kufanya ndani ya maisha yetu. Na anaenda kuokoa watu wengi katika nchi ya Amerika na katika nchi yetu ya Afrika. Hasa Kenya, Mungu anaenda kutendea jambo la maana katika nchi yetu ya Kenya. Na anajua anaenda kutuunganisha, anaenda kutufanya kuwa watu wa roho moja na anaenda kutupa amani katika nchi zetu. Anajua Mungu kuna jambo anaenda kutufanyia maishani mwetu. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing that. And I would like to share in English. I'm hoping people are wanting to learn English who are listening, that I've been a Christian
yes,
all my life and Jesus has been very important to me. It's a relationship. It's not really a religion. I have a relationship with Christ, and he walks with me every day. And when I need to talk to someone, I can talk to him, and I can talk to God through Jesus. And Jesus means so much to me, and I'm so thankful and grateful for all that God has given to me. And I'm so happy for this opportunity to share the goodness of God with people in Africa who speak Swahili and are trying to learn English as well. We just wish you all of God's blessings. We in America want you all to do well in Africa. Our concern has been that perhaps some of the things we've sent to help don't get to you, that maybe someone else gets them first and they don't get to you. But we are really hoping that you will all get God's best gift to mankind and all of humankind is Jesus Christ, the gift of salvation. And we just believe that that's the best thing in life that we as America could give you, is eternal life with God and to be in God's family. And we just hope you will all join and be in God's family. So thank you so much for sharing with us. Is John back there, your brother?
Yes, he's my brother.
May I talk to him?
Yeah, he's my brother.
May I talk to him?
Yes, and welcome to Africa one day. Hello.
May I talk to him, your brother? Can you give him the phone?
He's here. Hello, Dan, how are you?
Good. Is this John?
That was my brother. Yeah, this is John.
Oh, okay.
You
sound alike.
We have the same sound.
I can't tell you apart.
Yeah, we have the same sound.
Yes. So do you have anything you'd like to talk to me for about 2 minutes while we're on the line? Then we are going to have to start thinking about closing.
Well, I'm very happy. I'm very grateful to have connected with you. I know you have been looking for this for a very long time. I'm very happy. I'm very grateful. That's all I can say. And thank God for what we have done today. It was good.
Well,
I've felt happy. That's all I can say.
I'm looking forward to what God has for us in the future. I believe from this day forward, something is going to grow, and we're going to share this lesson with those in your country. And we hope that they will begin to find this. We'll put it out there
so that they will find this and join with us each Friday night.
Yeah.
Even if I'm just me and I speak English, we hope that those from Africa will know that Friday night is for them, and eventually they can get one of these cards. Why don't you tell them how to buy that card that you bought so maybe they could call in? Tell them in your language how to do that.
Unaweza nunua kadi na upigie Diane kwa show ya radio, ongea na yeye na muweze kujua mambo akiwa Amerika. Hii ndio njia nzuri ya kuwasiliana na yeye. Unanunua kadi ya $72 na unaweka, unaongea na yeye. Katika jina la Yesu, amen.
Great. Then then you can tell them that once they get this card and call in, then they can talk to me, but you can interpret.
Okay. Na ninaweza piga, unue kadi upige, na uongee na Diane Lenin, mwenye amesimamia Lenin School na Op Radio Talk Show, nitawasaidia na kuweza kutafsiri maneno kwa Kiswahili. Kupitia kwangu, John. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, your language is beautiful. I haven't really heard it spoken personally to me before. I speak Spanish as well. Yo hablo español también.
Yeah.
So it has a little bit of a Spanish inflection to some of the words. So I feel like I'm catching some of it.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Okay, well, I think it's time to say goodnight, and we can both end in praying. I like to end with some music, and each one of us pray, and then we say goodnight to each other, if you maybe heard that in the other radio show. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time together. We pray that the Word of God will get out to the entire world, and that all those in Africa will hear the gospel in their native tongue. And we just pray for blessing of all those who are Christians there and missionaries there who are trying to share the word. We pray you will protect them and that you will give them safe transport from one place to another, and that you will give them wisdom in how to work among the people of Africa and to reach them for the glory of God. For we are all one in God's family when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we just pray that you would help us to keep connecting, and we're so grateful that we connected tonight. And we know that your hand is upon us, and we thank you so much for that in Jesus' name. Amen. You may pray. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry he has hung up, so might have got disconnected. So we just thank the Lord that you're all here with us tonight. We want you to know we love you very much. God loves you, and we look forward to you joining us every Friday night at 9 o'clock. Now, we might change it later to 10 o'clock because one of the other persons has to get up real early. So watch for our post. If you have a computer or you can get on the internet, we'll try to post a time at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. That's blogtalkradio.com/DIANE-LENNING. You can probably Google my name as well, Diane Lenning, DIANE-LENNING, and perhaps the Blog Talk Radio show will come up for you. So he's back again. So we're going to let him pray, and we'll close out tonight. Okay, John, you can pray, and then we'll close out.
I pray in Israeli.
Well, you were disconnected. It didn't record it. So pray again.
Okay. Ministry. Bwana, nakushukuru Bwana kwa wakati ambao umepita.
umetupa neno Bwana, tumelisikia. Umetuonesha vile walipinga Yesu, lakini mwishowe walikuja wakamjua na wakamtambua yeye ni nani. Baba Bwana, neno hili likaweze kuwa watu, likaweze kuokoa watu, likaweze kuwa kwa show, na likaweze kusaidia kila mtu ambaye ananisikia neno Bwana. Bariki Dayani Bwana, anapoeleza neno la Mungu, Mungu ukaweze kumpa fedha, Mungu akaweze kubariki, akaweze kumsaidia njia zake zote. Hata Mariani, Mungu usisahau, wanapoeleka neno la Mungu uweze kuwa nao. Mungu akutambulishe kama wewe. Nakushukuru kwa neno hili Mungu. Sabini wewe Mungu, hata si Afrika Bwana, wacha tulijue ni neno Bwana na tulitambue. Katika jina Amerika Mungu, wacha ujue neno hili na walitambue Bwana wetu Israeli. Na katika jina la Yesu niomba kiamini. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We love you. Take care, and until next time, this is Diane Lenning, your host, and John, our co-host, from Africa, and we will hope that you join us next time. God bless you. Take care. We love you. We love you. Good night, John.
Good morning here, Diane.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it is morning here. Good night for you.
All right. We'll see you next time. Take care, everyone. God bless you
okay,
all.
Okay, goodbye. So you're going online.
Bye-bye. Good
you're
night.
You're going online?
Good night.
Bye-bye.